We're going to talk about intelligence and how to better manage your intelligence or the things that you do. And with us is Kate Mulder, a human performance and intuitive intelligence specialist with more than 50 years of experience in intuitive performance, the neuroscience of human behavior, and the science of consciousness. Now, that's one heck of a mouthful. Can you tell me what it is in English?
Yeah, well, in English, I would say when it comes to intuition, it's really, as we know, people talk about your inner wisdom, right? So it's an intelligence that knows what's right for you. But on the other hand, it's kind of physics, really. It's your brain and your body acting like a built-in radar system, constantly scanning for subtle signals like red flags or timing cues, the next best stuff. You know, we're kind of like dolphins with sonar and IoT device pinging the cloud. We're wired to pick up invisible information, and that we can, that doesn't necessarily show up on paper. You know, we evolved that way, so we can take that information, we can apply it to our business and our life and make better decisions. So it's really a lot more simpler than people think.
Well, you described it as like having a GPS for decision making. Explain how does that work?
Well, like I said, it's your internal GPS necessarily when the roadmap isn't really there, and or when we don't necessarily have a roadmap in uncertain times, because it allows you to go beyond the limits of the logical part of our brain and access many more solutions, because that's just a small part of our intelligence. So it can really guide you, you know, in the right direction when we start to look at information that isn't necessarily what we can see. You know, I once worked with this guy. He was a chief revenue officer in the middle of a really stressful business situation. And he's like, look, I don't even know if I believe in intuition, but I'm really desperate. I'm losing sleep over this decision for months. And so we were able to work together using some tools and exercises. And he was just able to go from anxiety to total clarity because he was able to look at the deal and the situation with a different GPS. And he saw nuances and aspects of the deal he missed. So he was able to go back, you know, renegotiate better terms for the deal, made more money for himself, and also prevent some roadblocks down the road. So it provided, you know, this additional information when his mind didn't have a clear roadmap and didn't have complete clarity.
How does one tap into this intuition?
Well, the key is, it's a good question, because it's not necessarily just listening to your gut. That's what a lot of people say. However, that's kind of incomplete information that's usually related to a yes or a no signal that people get when they have this kind of no, and it's usually in the pit of their stomach. But actually, to tap into your intuition, you're adding a different layer of intelligence of your sensory awareness. You're getting out of the part of the brain that is a little bit more limited. And you're identifying how additional information that's all around communicates specifically with you. So typically that happens through different parts of our five senses. You know, people call intuition the sixth sense, but it's actually communicating through our five senses. And the key is understanding how do we receive and interpret that information. And then we can tangibly apply it to every aspect.
I know
it's getting kind of out of the logical part. Yeah.
Yeah. I know we can't cover a whole lot in the short amount of time we have, but how does one develop that intuition? Is it something about, you know, rethinking how you think, for lack of a better way to say it?
Well, it's exercise and practice, because it's a natural part of our state that we've just lost. So it's developing it just like going to the gym. You know, you might need a trainer and some exercise and some practice. So it's really about understanding, again, how is the information communicating to you, going through different exercises and practices in a very practical, tangible way, because it's just the muscle has a lot of atrophy. We just don't necessarily live in a world where we're taught how to use it or how to apply it, because we're so filled with data and analysis and reason. It's not a gift. It's just a muscle, and just got to practice.
And you mentioned it's something you can learn, right?
Absolutely. I see it every day. I see it every day. It's something you can learn, again, with that example I just gave with the chief revenue officer. He was just so naturally intuitive. He just walked away with so much insight. He just had never done it before. Just kind of needed a Sherpa and a good little trainer. So yeah, it's absolutely learnable. It's a level of intelligence, and we can just train it like anything else.
If you were to give us one specific tip that people could take away with to improve using their intuition, what would it be?
I would say don't make a decision from stress. Stress blocks, and fear, I guess you would say, stress blocks a lot of the signals that we're getting around us. And so, you know, it's kind of like when you lose your keys, right? And you're running around the house, and as soon as you calm down, you remember where they are. Intuitive information is also like that. When you calm your system and you calm your state, you are more open to receiving, you know, the tons of information that's around you, the sort of clues about another person or a situation. So when you, you know, do practices that calm your mind and get you out of a stressful situation, you're much more open to receiving and then applying the information.
It sounds like what you're saying, at least in one instance, you're talking about taking, if you're in a stressful situation, to pull away from that situation and kind of relax, and then some of the things that you were that will help you with the situation will come to your mind if you take the time to think about it.
Yeah, if you take the time to think about it, and also, again, know how the information is coming to you. Everyone is unique. Some people might feel something or hear something or see something. And so, yeah, get yourself in a calmer state and then be much more aware of how the information can come to you, 100%.
Well, Kate, we have barely scratched the surface, but you have a website and you have a program that you're involved with that people can learn how to use intuition, how to manage their brain better and be more effective. How do people find out more?
Sure. Thanks, Bruce. My website is Mulder Kate, M-U-L-D-E-R, Mulder like the X-Files, MulderKate.com. And I have some tips and trainings on YouTube, which is the Recode Institute. And yes, offer workshops and training, working with executives and business owners. And it's a lot of fun. It's a really fast, you know, much more fun way, especially when you start to use it, because great synchronicities show up and we can have a lot more fun.
Using your brain in a little different way. We're talking with Kate Mulder. She is a human performance and intuitive intelligence specialist. And we thank you for taking time for us.
Thanks, Bruce. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.